Today is Wednesday, the 30th of April, in the second week of Easter. The Lord is my light, my hope, my salvation. In him I trust. We rely on many things in our lives, on other people, on our wealth or our possessions, on our power or reputation or status, on our own ingenuity and talents. But as I enter into prayer now, can I put all those things aside for a moment and place all my trust in God, my light, my hope, my salvation? Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light, and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God.
There is so much in this passage about believing and not believing, about being in the light and being in the darkness, but above all about love. God so loved the world. Stay for a while with this phrase. Ask God to help you to sense, at least to the tiniest degree, the reality expressed here. God so loved the world. Those who do what is true, says Jesus, have done what they have done in God. Perhaps we might say they have acted in love. How might this be good news for you? What invitation is given to you here? What encouragement? As you listen to the passage again, don't be afraid to face the fact that there is both light and darkness in the world, and that we are called to love the light.
Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life." Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light, and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God.
God's love for his world encompasses all of us. Speak to him now about that love, your need for it, your gratitude for it. Speak in whatever way you're moved to do. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.